From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 5 days have gone by since President Obama issued a new immigration order. It could halt the deportation of 800,000 young people brought to the country illegally. Republicans on Capitol Hill were quick to criticize the president for bypassing Congress, but they've been unusually silent on the actual policy. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Republicans appear reluctant to get ahead of their presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, on an issue that is key for Latino voters.
As leader of the Senate Republicans, Mitch McConnell normally is not shy about publicly scolding President Obama. But neither he nor any other Republican has uttered a single word on the Senate floor about the president's executive action on behalf of young illegal immigrants. Asked by reporters why he has said nothing about the issue, McConnell replied that Mitt Romney would be talking about it tomorrow at a meeting of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials in Orlando.
We're going to wait and see what Governor Romney has to say, and then our members are going to be discussing his views on this, and I think many of them will have similar views, others may not.
Romney himself has not made clear where he stands on the president's action. Half a year ago at a town hall meeting in Lamar's, Iowa, Romney made it clear he was against the so-called DREAM Act, legislation that would give a path to citizenship to people brought to the country illegally by their parents.
The question is, if I were elected and Congress were to pass the DREAM Act, would I veto it? And the answer is yes.
But on Sunday, in an interview on CBS, Romney seemed to soften his hardline stance.
With regards to these kids who were brought in by their parents through no fault of their own, there needs to be a long-term solution so they know what their status is.
Romney is well aware that the deportation of young immigrants is a big issue for Latino voters, and he was overheard a few weeks ago telling Republicans that if Latinos failed to embrace his candidacy for president, it, quote, spells doom for us. President Obama's move on immigration appears to have caught Romney and many other Republicans by surprise.
It puts everyone in a difficult position.
That's House Speaker John Boehner, who only a few weeks ago dismissed the possibility of taking up the DREAM Act before the elections.
I think we all have concerns for those who are caught in this trap, who through no fault of their own, are here. But the president's actions are going to make it much more difficult for us to work in a bipartisan way to get to a permanent solution.
Democrats say Republicans have done nothing but stand in the way of getting the DREAM Act passed. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says now is not the time to walk away from the DREAM Act.
But that's exactly what Republicans are doing. They're taking their marbles and saying, well, okay, we'll just quit, go home. Quite frankly, Mr. President, they've never been here anyway to go home. They haven't helped us anyway.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio had been talking about introducing a somewhat less generous version of the DREAM Act. On Monday, he said he would no longer pursue that. But when asked today about whether he would offer such legislation before the election, Rubio seemed to have had a change of heart.
Well, we'll see. I need to figure out what willingness there is to continue to focus on the issue now that the sense of urgency has been taken away. So I hope so, but I'm not sure.
Other Republicans say President Obama is the one who failed to make good on a campaign promise to push through comprehensive immigration reform his first year in office. Arizona Senator John McCain says that never happened.
So now for him to turn around just a few months before the election for obvious political reasons and take this step is something that American people should be skeptical about.
For his part, Majority Leader Reid was asked by a reporter whether he would bring up the DREAM Act in the Senate before the election to get senators on the record.
I don't want to answer that question. That's a clown question, bro.
As Reid knows well, some vulnerable Democrats are also uneasy when it comes to immigration. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.